Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for helping me celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're so happy that Dr. Marilyn Singleton is in part of our lives. She's a board-certified anesthesiologist. You work at Cedars-Sinai most of the time, right, Marilyn?
Well, I used to. Not anymore. Yeah. Lucky me, I just recently retired.
What? We can't allow that.
Yes.
You're not old enough. How do you retire at 49? I don't know. How'd you do that?
Oh, you're so kind.
Dr. Marilyn Singleton, ladies and gentlemen, she's one of our favorite folks around here. We are celebrating Black History Month, and she's joined us today to help us do that. We've been talking about her reflections on Black history, the influences of Black Americans, and some of the challenges that we have still in the United States. Marilyn, if you had told me, I mean, I'm a child of all this. I came up in the middle of all this. I've seen it all, including the last days of Jim Crow, and so my question, if you had said to me 50 years ago, in a half a century, we still won't have this worked out. People will still be complaining because of about something that may actually not be true. I would have said, well, 50 years? Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. We'll get all this worked out. I'm surprised that and the fact that that's been the case makes me believe that the non-resolution is artificial. By that I mean somebody wants us to continue to be acrimonious with each other. There's a certain group of people who want this to be this way. What do you think? I don't think it's natural.
Oh. I totally agree, and there's an excellent book written in the 50s by the so-called longshoreman philosopher from San Francisco, Eric Hoffer. It was called True Believer, the Maker of a Mass Movement. And one of the principles of having a movement is you have to find something to demonize. You have to convince a group of people that they are unhappy, and the good speaker can do that, and that's the one who wins the game. And after I read that, I thought about so many times of when you hear politicians where it's so refreshing to hear somebody say, gee, things are nice, that, and then somebody say, oh, no, but they're not so bad. X, Y, or Z is wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, there's always going to be something wrong. No society,
right.
No life is perfect.
But it's dishonest to act like nothing's. It's dishonest to act like nothing's improved in the last 50 years. But like some people do, isn't it?
Oh well, it's totally silly when you think about it. And I remember growing up and on television, you know, Ed Sullivan couldn't kiss the black guest and all that sort of thing. And now you have black people advertising credit cards and
right.
all this stuff. And if you thought black people were so bad, why would they advertise a credit card? Why would you believe what they have to say
That's
about
right.
Allstate
yep.
Insurance or Chase cards or, you know, whatever it is they're advertising? People are looking at how fun they are, the celebrity of it. And look at Shaquille O'Neal. He's all over everything.
That's right.
And so clearly there's not such a deep-seated animus that you just hate black people. Otherwise, advertisers wouldn't use them.
Wouldn't it be a good thing, and I'm not promoting the Republican Party, except to say that wouldn't it be a good thing if more of the conservative members of the black community would run for office, and especially at the federal level, wouldn't having more black people in the Republican Party, not just because we need more Republicans, but just have more balance across the parties, wouldn't that go a long way towards diffusing some of this stuff?
Well, it would, and many do run, but there's still that. It's interesting when it's short-lived because black people used to be Republicans.
Right.
And
Reconstruction.
At some point, and that's another reason I believe this is political, because a voting bloc was necessary. How do you get a voting bloc? Tell them you're going to do this and do that and be hateful of the other. And that's what they're doing with immigrants now. Yep. Black people have been left in the dust. Who cares about them anymore? You know, we have a new wave of new votes. And it's just so wrong that you ruin social relationships just for votes and power.
That's very, it's a very cynical and dishonest thing to do. Dr. Marilyn Singleton, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. I love your perspective. I love your wisdom and your counsel, and I hope you'll come back again real soon.
Oh, anytime. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Marilyn Singleton, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.